Welcome to the Dermavigils podcast series, The Business of Skin. Let me introduce to you our Business of Skin guest today, who is Robin McAlpine. Now, Robin has spent over 15 years working as an expert skin therapist and 11 of those as a practicing corneal therapist in the aesthetics industry. She's a member of the board of the education of IAC, which is the International Academy of Corneal Therapy, which is a commitment that's actually not taken lightly. Now, Robin is a self-confessed skin nerd. Robin loves the spilling skin mess and breaking down the beauty industry hype with skin science and common sense to prevail over fad beauty treatments, miracle skincare products, and the hype that our industry at times does create. Now, for the last 11 years, Robin has been hands-on in her own successful skin therapy clinic called Skintifics, based in Newcastle, New South Wales. And for the last decade, she has been a close personal friend that brings so much joy to not only my family, but also the family of Dermavigils and the wider skin community. Now, Robin's interest, passion for Dermavigils and corneal therapy made it an easy decision point to appoint her as our brand ambassador. Thanks, Robin, for all that you do, not only for Dermavigils, but also corneal therapy and our industry at large. Now, I just want to quote Robin here. She says, "My mission is to empower anyone who dares seek answers to their skin by teaching them how skin actually works." Robin is the author of Skinside Out, where she loves dispelling skin myths and breaking down the beauty industry hype with skin science and common sense to prevail over fad beauty treatments and miracle skincare products. Welcome, Robin.
Hey, Simone. It is my absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure. So, what I would like to do is for our listeners to ask you a whole lot of questions so they can understand a little bit more about corneal therapy, the way you treat skin, and all things that is Robin, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Fire away.
All right. As we know, your career began in the beauty therapy well over a decade ago, and your unbridled curiosity led to you to study the principles of corneal therapy. So what does it mean, so we can share this with the listeners, to become a corneal therapist and to follow that pathway?
To me, corneal therapy isn't just this buzzword or a trend or a fad or a brand of products that just follows this treatment philosophy. When I started to learn more about skin and how skin worked, I started to realize that not all skincare was skincare, and not all products that we purchase and apply and put on our skin are actually working with the function and structure of how our skin works. So this kind of led me to discover corneal therapy and what it is. And it's based on the science and principles of treating skin and respecting its structural integrity at all times. So never taking away from what our skin is naturally biologically designed to do, and always maintaining and restoring our skin's barrier health, because it's like ripping roof tiles off your house. If you're continually doing that, there's going to be damage deeper down within the house. Whereas if we're always working to maintain and keep that roof of your health as happy and as healthy as it can possibly be, everything inside that house is going to be so much happier and healthier, and your skin is going to function better. So for me, it's a treatment philosophy and a science as to how skin works, and working with that, and always with products, treatments, and anything we do is respecting that and working within that.
Right. That is a lot to take in, but if I can kind of just go through a quick analysis, if we look at the skin as a house, the outermost layer of the skin is our roof, and if the roof is not in good condition, everything inside the house is not going to be happy or in homeostasis or functioning well. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct, because we want to have this beautiful, happy, healthy house, and it all begins with the roof.
Right.
So we want to be maintaining that at all times.
Which is our stratum corneum. So just one other thing, Robin. In your clinic, you have taken this holistic approach to skin, which means you take a look at all the reasons why the client's skins may be misbehaving and not reflecting its best skin. Now, we know in your practice, as you are a practicing corneotherapist, you suggest doing advanced skin analysis before you see your clients or do anything with your clients. Why do you feel this is so important before jumping straight in, treating their skin, or sending them home with their Dermavigils products?
This is my favorite thing to do, is an advanced skin analysis, and it is so incredibly important, because how can you create a skincare program or a treatment without fully understanding everything that's impacting how a skin is functioning? So to look at a skin, you might see on the surface what's happening, but you need to really dig a lot deeper to understand what external causes might be influencing how our skin's behaving, and also what's happening internally as well, because no skin condition happens for just one single reason. It's a perfect storm of a whole bunch of things that might not be doing what they're supposed to be doing to be able to create healthy skin. And so having a full skin analysis is the first step for anybody who's wanting to start a skin therapy journey, because otherwise you're not going to nail the actual results because you don't know where your starting point is. And understanding that is just the foundation for everything. Like, I don't even assume a particular cleanser is the right cleanser for a person until I've actually understood their skin to know that that is the correct cleanser that they are going to need. So it's not about just walking up to a counter and buying a product or ringing up and booking something off the menu for a treatment. It's about really understanding what we're trying to achieve, what the long-term goal is, what we're actually working with, what's where your cells are at, where your skin is up to, what in the past has influenced how your skin's behaving now, and how we can change that and start to really create true skin rejuvenation from the inside out in a holistic way, instead of just taking a Band-Aid approach and putting on a hydrating moisturizer to help restore. It's really about understanding the intricacies and like the way cells work intimately with each other, and all factors. Like, it's never just one thing. We want to look at the whole picture.
Yeah, really, really interesting point you jumped on there, that it's usually more than one factor. Do you see a common story in what maybe, I know there's going to be a lot, Robin, but maybe what are the three most common things you get out of skin analysis that people are doing that aren't right for their skin?
The first one will be people don't understand their skin's type or condition. There's a lot of confusion as to what's a skin type, what's a condition. And I find most people that sit in my chair have been guessing the whole entire time, whether they're buying skincare from a department store, the supermarket, the pharmacy, even from a beauty salon. It's just no one really knows why they buy the skincare that they buy, because they don't understand their skin. Mm. So that's the first thing I often find is, and a lot of the times the skincare they're purchasing could be a contributing factor to how their skin is behaving. So it's understanding why you're buying what you're buying and understanding and knowing your skin. So I think one of the key things there is to really, in an advanced skin analysis, is that if you don't commit to a treatment or a program, you will always walk away understanding what you is yes for you and what's a no for you and what products is really important. One of the other things that I find is there's a lot of misinformation about their skin's condition. And so not understanding that, you know, some people come to me and they're using acne skincare, but they haven't had acne since they're a teenager, but they're still breaking out.
Yep.
Because they're probably using acne skincare when they don't have acne, but it's this ingrained thing that that's what you think your skin type and condition is. So it's understanding where you're at and where your skin is at and the evolution of what's been happening in your life.
So what I hear there, Robin, is that chemistry can make a real difference to a client's skin.
It absolutely can. So if you're not all skincare is created equally. So if you're using skincare that has chemistry that's going to disrupt the or influence how your skin is functioning in a negative way, then it's not going to be serving you and giving you the best skin you can possibly have. So even though you may have you know, purchased skincare, you know, 10 years ago, you had, you know, you've been using skincare for the last 10 years and you haven't changed it. Your skin is very different from where it is then and where it is now. And what you're using, even though you've used it forever, could be disrupting your skin. So it's looking at where your skin's at, what's been going on, what's being applied.
And are there certain ingredients that you steer clear of? And then are there certain ingredients that you ensure the client has that you have found really gives the skin benefit?
Yeah, so looking with the philosophies of corneotherapy, it's looking at things that don't disrupt your skin's barrier, or particularly the acid mantle or the skin's microbiome. And there are so many ingredients in conventional skincare that do actually start to disrupt this natural process within the skin. And all of these things that, you know, one day you use it, it might not have an impact, but it's going to have a flow-on effect and an accumulated effect on how it's going to affect your skin over the long term. So things that I always look for in skincare when I'm consulting with a client and doing a skin analysis, looking, understanding what skincare they've come from or what they've been using helps me to determine some of the factors as to why their skin's behaving the way it is on the day that I see them. Mm-hmm. And usually it's products that have things like a fragrance, because they're an incredible disruptor to skin and create a high inflammatory response within the skin. Emulsifiers and binding agents, I find, particularly for a lipid dry skin or a skin that's barrier disordered, anything that has a binding agent actually is going to start to chip away at those roof tiles and affect how they hold together and create a really watertight, airtight roof. So binding agents and emulsifiers are one that I always look for. And preservatives, our skin is covered in bacteria. So if we have this bacterial layer that is designed to be there and it's this perfect mix and balance of things that we need to keep our skin healthy, applying a preservative that annihilates that microbiome and disrupts how that's functioning is the number one thing that is going to start to have a flow-on effect of all the cells underneath and what's happening with the skin. So they're my top three. There's other things like amines, mineral oils, silicones, parabens, all of those sorts of things that do disrupt how skin functions. So by doing a full skin analysis before I do anything with a client, it helps me to understand what chemistry has been interacting with their skin and their skin cell function and what we can actually tweak or change that's going to eliminate that from influencing the skin. And sometimes that's all it takes, is to really just alter the chemistry of what's going on to a skin.
Wow. So I kind of look at that. If you're actually ingesting or your food that you eat, you look for things that don't have, you know, artificial colorings, preservatives and things like that. So really we should be doing what we're thinking about for our nutritional sources, the same for our skin's nutrition. That's what I'm hearing.
One of the things that I love is, you know, people might be clean eating or, you know, this fat around food is, you know, but how clean is your skincare?
Yeah.
All of those things that go into our body, so if we're eating processed foods with emulsifiers, preservatives, and all of the things that aren't naturally fit well within our body, not only do they impact our gut function and our gut microbiome, that in itself is going to impact our health. Having an impaired gut or impaired health is then going to have a knock-on effect on our skin. So it's the same with our skincare. By applying those ingredients that have those chemical
effects. Yeah, the effects on the skin, yeah.
It's impacting so much more. And it's stuff that you don't really see. Like, you know, you're going to have a reaction to a product that's not great for you. Your skin will be itchy. It's kind of telling you it's red, it's inflamed. You see that response straight away. But the thing with these ingredients is that it's very subtle the way it happens. So you might use it and think, oh, my skin's fine, it's not reacting. But not reacting isn't the indicator of whether it's good or bad, because you can't always see the inflammatory process happening until your skin has reached this perfect storm of so many things going wrong, which all started with a little ingredient that didn't really create a response straight away. So it's this continual daily use of breaking down the house and destroying the roof or impacting the stratum corneum. You're not going to notice it on the first day. You're not going to notice on the second day. But as your skin starts to deteriorate and you develop skin conditions, it's not because the product changed. You know, people come and go, oh, I've been using this product for years and years and years. Now, all of a sudden, I'm reacting to it. It's not that any of the formula has changed. It's just that over time, your skin's Like, I've had enough. I'm giving up. I've been trying to make great skin for you. You keep putting on these ingredients bit by bit by bit. Now all of a sudden your face is blowing up. So it's just because it doesn't react the first day doesn't mean it's not creating an impact on your skin.
And I think what's really important too, and you would probably explain this in your skill analysis, that the client's skin also changes from decade to decade. What where they were producing as great skin cells and lots of lipids or fats on their skin in their 20s, they're sure not going to be producing that in their 40s. So their skin becomes more fragile, and that roof isn't making a great roof like it did when they were in their 20s. So these ingredients just get a lot more zippy for them because that roof is broken down, isn't it?
You know, our skin is so much more than just our skincare. Skincare is one part of it, but yes, you know, aging is one thing, and that's going to influence how our cells behave or tolerate products. But also think about, like, every other aspect of your life has an impact on how your skin functions. So if you're stressed and not sleeping well, that's going to influence also how your skin responds to products and ingredients, what you're eating, what your lifestyle, what you're thinking. Your cells are always listening. So if you're, you know, you don't have a great outlook, or every time you look in the mirror, it's impacting your thoughts. That's having a flow-on effect as well. So there is so much more to it than just skincare. But if you're using skincare that is based on the principles of corneotherapy, it's one hell of a step ahead of using, you know, skincare that doesn't respect that and having all the other life factors bundled up amongst them as well.
So, look, when talking to you, Robin, just so many things just pop into my head, and I think I could talk to you all day about skin. But just when you said then about stresses, so, you know, there's a lot of stresses happening in the world at the moment. Can you dive a little bit deeper on that? So let's just say, you know, you're constantly, you've got a client there, you're doing a skin analysis. Let's say that they're having a really hard time at home, marital problems, you know, children, COVID, everything that's going on. Do you usually see their skin change at these times, or what sort of stresses are we talking about that affect skin?
All of these things have a significant impact on our skin. And, you know, so many of my clients are coming to me at the moment with dermatitis, or their acne's flared up and things like that. Their skincare hasn't changed, but life has. So you might be still using the same products, but we can't ignore the fact that, you know, there might be uni exams, you might be having trouble with your boyfriend, the kids are driving you nuts, you know, things aren't settled at home, or you've got a big work project coming up, or work is uncertain for you at this point in time. All of these things change the way our body functions, and the way our, even the way we absorb nutrients in the food that we eat. You know, they say we are what we eat, but I say we are what we absorb. And so if our stress factors are influencing that, that's going to have a knock-on effect. And then, so it's not even skincare or what you're doing and applying to your face at that point. It's every other factor in life that is triggering a higher immune response, your cortisol levels, all your hormones, and everything that plays a factor into how your skin's going to behave. And this is what I look at coming back to a skin analysis, is what are the external things? What are the internal things? What's going on the inside of your body? What are things outside of skincare that are influencing this? Because I can give you some fantastic, amazing skincare, but if there's a lot of turmoil and stress, you're not sleeping, that's going to play a huge role as well. So it's really looking at you as a whole when it comes to treating your skin, because all it takes is a little hiccup in life and your skin's going to show it. And it's not because you've done anything wrong with your skincare or your skincare's not working. It's just so many other factors that are playing into that.
So I'm just going to kind of put this into a nutshell here. A skin analysis is almost more important than what you're going to put on your skin afterwards, because if we haven't learnt what is happening with the skin and what the history is, there's no sense even starting anything.
1,000,000,000,000% true, because if you don't understand all of the cofactors that go into how your skin is behaving, no matter what you put on, it's not going to create the result that you're after. So that is more important than the course of facials or treatments that you're going to have after the skin analysis, because that's going to determine what I can do for you as a client. Because if you're coming in and you haven't had 5 minutes to breathe, do a wee, have a drink of water, and just take a breath, if I start coming at you with an intensive treatment, it's not going to have the same result, because there's so many other factors that are going to influence what's happening at a cellular level. Whereas then if I know that life is quite stressful at the moment, for me, I'm going to choose a treatment that allows you the space to just breathe. So it's going to be a beautiful facial where whilst you're snoring your head off and having a moment for your brain to have a break and a relax, I'm going to be working really hard on the surface to do everything in my power topically to help support. But I know that that topical skincare combined with a really holistic, welcome, like soothing, soul-serving treatment is going to have a much better effect than if I was to just zap you with a laser while you're highly strung and, you know, things aren't settled for you.
Yeah. So I'd kind of wrap that up for everybody who's listening. If you're going to a therapist and you're not getting a comprehensive skin analysis, maybe ask why and ensure you're getting one. Because for me, it'd be like driving from, let's say, the bottom of Melbourne to the top of Queensland without a roadmap. How are you going to get there? It's going blindly.
Yeah. And let's be clear on what a skin consultation, like it's a consultation or a skin analysis isn't. You know, people come into my clinic and go, I've had a skin consultation before. And I'm like, oh, no, honey, I promise you, you haven't had one like this before. And a lot of places, a consultation is you walk in, you lay on the bed, they say, oh, yeah, you need this course of this, this, and this. And it's more matching your skin to their treatment menu to know what they can give you. And it's more, I guess, what products I need to sell this client that are going to – It's like making your client fit what you have instead of making what making something specifically to fit what your client is.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the difference between a skin consultation where you walk in and lay down and 5 minutes before a facial, they go, oh, yeah, your skin's a bit dehydrated. We're going to hydrate you today. It's a skin analysis is finding the leading cause of what's happening with your skin. And sometimes that can include bringing on a team of people. So talking to a naturopath or, you know, even getting you connected with a great GP. It's not just about what I can sell you off my menu. It's about how can I best serve you and what I've discovered in this consultation and this skin analysis to then put together a roadmap that is going to get us to the final destination.
Perfect. Now, I know you are an amazing author, and with the knowledge you shared in your book, you say we feel, you help us to feel more empowered about skin choices for life with a newfound love and appreciation for that humble skin cell, the keratinocyte, and living and loving the skin you're in. So I just want to ask you, Robin, what one change should we adopt to our behavior about our skin to make a visible difference?
My dream is to empower as many people who wear skin to make great skin decisions. And you can only do that when you have a foundational knowledge of how your skin functions. Because we've all been to a place where we've walked in and been sold the whole kitchen sink because we didn't really, they felt like the you felt like they were the expert. You let them lead you into that. Whereas if you do have a foundational knowledge, it helps you to ask better questions to help you find your answers. And it also helps you to see the forest from the trees when it comes to people who know the fancy words, but maybe don't know how to actually put it together in how to treat your skin. So you can walk up to a counter and they can sound like they're saying all the right things. But if you don't have that knowledge, you kind of don't have your little BS radar that can help you determine, hang on, is this a great decision or does this support what I know about my skin? So the best thing that I aim to do and would love anyone who's even listening to do is to just seek out where you can have a skin analysis to just truly understand your base skin type and your skin's condition to then know what you should and shouldn't do to your skin. And that starts with, like, if you've read Skin Side Out, it really does help you to build that foundation and to dispel a lot of the myths and the hype that happen around skin so that you look at your skin and see it cell by cell and can appreciate what it does for you day in, day out when we don't even realize, because most of the time we're cursing our skin and hating it, which is a form of, you know, not loving ourselves as deeply as we could because we're part of us, that our skin, we feel like it's against us and we would love to separate ourselves from that. But if you have that understanding of why something is happening in your skin, the how to fix it or the how to find the answers is much easier. So that was my aim with this book and empowering people to understand their skin.
I know I said one change that we'd adopt, but I'm going to go two. There is one, read Skin Side Out, because it is for everyone. It's written in layman's terms, but also the therapists in our industry are just loving it. So we get intimate and get to know the skin we're in, and then seek out somebody who's going to give you a comprehensive skin analysis. And it sounds like it's going to change, you know, change it for life.
It really does. And there's so many clients who've sat across from me in a skin consultation, and you can just see the light bulbs going on, and it helps them to see, oh, that's why that didn't work, because it wasn't even addressing this cell function, what we're talking about here. So yeah, so having that knowledge and then acting on it and going and seeing somebody and seeking that out so it's unique and customized to you and your skin and not just a general knowledge is
great. So Rob, on your website, Skin Side Out, you actually mention that we might not even know the three simple things that are in our bathroom that are adding to our skin woes, and that not all skincare, as you were saying, is skincare, and these three things may not be caring for your skin. Are you happy to share with our listeners the three tips that you offer on your Skin Side Out website?
Absolutely, I am, because this needs to be shouted from the rooftops, because these are three simple things that are in most people's bathrooms that they don't even know are significantly impacting the health of their skin. And they're things that are sold to us as being helpful and handy, but they actually are three things that are starting to break down how our skin functions from the very, very top layer. So that microbiome, that stratum corneum, and everything that flows on underneath. So the first one is makeup wipes. They are just the worst possible thing that you can be using on your skin. And I understand they're convenient, but I do remember a time before we had makeup wipes and we all survived. So what makeup wipes, they're just full of a lot of preservatives and because they're held in water, usually in a packet that you stick your fingers into. And so you're adding a lot of bacteria, so it has to kill it off. But what that does is completely strips off your skin's microbiome and starts to disrupt how your skin is functioning. It creates a huge inflammatory response. And you know, when I kind of get into this conversation with clients, they're like, oh my God, yes, every time I use a makeup wipe, my face is bright red. My other issue with these is that, you know, a makeup wipe does not cleansing make. So most people will take off their makeup with a cleanse wipe and that's it. Then they'll go to the next step of putting their moisturizer on, thinking that they've cleansed their skin. But then what you're doing is locking in all those ingredients into your skin to create more trouble even further. So they have to go. There is no one place, there is no need for them at all on the entire universe, the planet, or your face.
And they're normally highly perfumed too, because quite often, like, yeah, they're a disaster waiting to happen.
Absolutely. And not only that, like if that isn't enough to stop you from using them, let's think about what happens to the packaging, but also that wipe itself and what that wipe is made of. Mm-hmm. Where does that go? What is it doing to our environment? Because it's about more than just taking makeup off your face. These things are here to stay forever. So if you're using them, yeah, so it's going somewhere. The second thing that is a big no-no for your skin is micellar water.
Mm.
This, again, works in a similar way that it, you know, it melts down your makeup. Fantastic, great. But then it's also melting down the bits that are holding your skin together. So in between each cell that sits on the surface of our skin is this beautiful, delicate balance of oil and water. And that is designed to hold everything together but also create healthy functionings within the skin. What micellar water does is it actually starts to destroy what's happening within each cell. So if it's melting down your makeup, I always think it's also melting down the roof of your house, and it's having a really significant flow-on effect for all the cells that are underneath the roof and what's happening there. So it actually starts to open up our skin's barrier. And how many times, again, have you used micellar water and left it on your skin thinking, well, I've cleaned my skin, and then you continue to use your skincare afterwards?
Wow, yeah.
All of those, the chemistry of that sitting on and now within your skin. So they're two big ones, and I know everybody has these in their bathrooms.
Okay, say, Rob, micellar water is just like a lipid solvent, isn't it? Like, am I right there with that chemistry?
It's basically a dissolvent.
Yeah.
Dissolve it. Everything that your makeup is made of, all of that, but also then it starts to dissolve the oil and water between your cells.
Right.
So you're basically disassembling the way your skin is made and leaving it very vulnerable to pathogens and and things that are going to enter into the skin. That's one side of it. But even if there weren't pathogens and things getting into your skin, the actual result of dissolving the roof tiles and the glue that holds it all together has an incredible impact on the inflammatory markers within the skin. It just destroys everything. I can't, like, if I could just rid the earth of these things, my God, I'd be a happy skin therapist.
I can hear and feel your passion. So what should the three tip?
I get really irate about it because these things that are just sold as, you know, easy to use products and they're almost sold as a nothing product because it's not a skincare product. It's just to take it off. So take off your makeup. So it's kind of disregarded as something that's going to have an impact on our skin.
Sure. And what's your third one?
The third one for me is primer, makeup primer.
Right.
So I'm a child of the 80s and 90s. I was a teenager and did not have primer. It wasn't even a thing. But I've discovered with working with my younger clients that there's a generation of women who've come into makeup wearing age who never knew that you didn't even need it. So it's sold as an extra product to give you that smooth kind of feel to your skin. I like to refer it as spack filler, fills in all the gaps. But they're really high in silicones and often mineral oils. And there's two sides to the coin when it comes to silicones. Some people say that they're fine because they're not having an impact on skin. But I actually wholeheartedly disagree because what it's doing is creating this film on the skin that then actually stops the communication of what's happening deeper within the skin. So those roof tiles no longer are able to communicate what's happening on the surface. There also can be congesting and it just creates a very unhappy environment for your skin. And so if you're constantly relying on these day to day to give you that smooth makeup finish, how about we have a chat about how your skin's functioning and get you the healthiest possible skin to create a base that you can apply a really beautiful skin-friendly foundation to that is going to then create a beautiful finish and a healthy skin. So, and these are three things that aren't necessarily skincare. They're products that you don't even write on the form when you come in to see me, when I ask you what skincare you're using, because it's just something that you disregard or you just don't pay the attention to thinking that these things, you know, anything that goes on our skin is going to have an impact on how it functions. So those are the three that I wish would just bugger off, quite frankly.
I just love how you've just put that together, Robin. If you have a functioning skin, there is no need for a primer because your skin is primed. It is beautiful.
Absolutely. So for me, skin health isn't about masking what's happening. It's about looking, if your skin barrier is uneven and you're not getting great foundation finish, there's actually reasons as to why that's happening that is caused by either products you're using or the way your skin is formed down in the deeper layers and it's coming up to form that roof tile. So what I look at is how can we address that and how can we get your skin forming its best that it can without having to put something on to give you that false.
Sure, sure. But what about people that are saying, oh, but they're dead skin cells, it really doesn't matter?
I was taught back in my beauty college days that we are covered in a layer of dead skin. There's so much study out there and proof that these cells are actually still alive and well and kicking, and they don't actually become dead until they fully detach off the surface and basically become house dust. So while skin is sitting upon us, it is still communicating and it is still contributing to what is happening in our skin. So let's not get started on exfoliation. That's a whole nother story and a whole.
We could actually have a big pod, you know, chat on exfoliation, but we won't today.
Write that down the track. But really, we're not covered in dead skin cells. They are doing their job to support us and look after us and doing their darndest no matter what we tend to throw at them or apply to them. They'll always do their best to make the best version of skin they can. Yeah. But no, don't be fools that if you're that you're covered in dead skin cells. So if anyone says to you that we're going to exfoliate away the dead skin and reveal younger, fresher cells, that's a little kind of red flag for you to go, hang on a minute, do they know exactly what skin is and how it's functioning?
I just thought that it'd be really good to tie that in together because your three tips are things that actually work on viable skin cells, not dead, because we've always been taught those top skin layers are dead, and those your three tips of micellar water, your facial wipes, and, Robin, number three is primers and silicones. Yes, they're all working on healthy, viable skin cells, not dead. So yes. I am going to hope that everybody has a look in their bathroom and grab your bin, have it close by and drop them in there. Robin, to finish up, would you just give us the top line of your relationship with Skintifix, which is your beautiful clinic in Newcastle, and Dermavigils? I'm going to add corneotherapy into that. And, just let us know a little bit about that relationship.
So I've been working with Dermavigils for easily 10 years. I think you guys have turned 10, and I think I was very early on in the stages of jumping on board. And for me, it has just been the thing that has really changed my business and where it has come in 10 years. Because I've got a product, a corneotherapy product that I can work with to support pretty much every client that walks through my door, because I can custom make it. But I know that what I'm giving them doesn't have any of the chemistry that is going to disrupt the biology of skin. So for me, that was the first and foremost most important thing. And I think the beauty of that is that it's just led to this incredible relationship with a brand that not only has a fantastic product, but you guys and the team behind it, the integrity is tangible in the way you run your business. And for me, that's the most important part when it comes to my business, is I partner with, you know, I don't just look at what I'm getting from a brand that's a product, but how do we do business together? Because for me, that's important. Integrity is the vein that runs through my business and how I treat skin. So it has to be something that's key with the businesses that I work with as well. And that's what Dermaesthetics is, and completely unapologetically is. And it sometimes to your own detriment, you know, to be always maintaining those really, really high standards. So for me, that's been the highlight. But then to then have been invited to be a brand ambassador for you was something that I definitely don't take lightly, and it's not something that is just a title after my name. It's something that I eat, breathe, and sleep. And it isn't just my business, it isn't just my brand, it's actually who I am. And that's something that to carry that flag and is for me, for you and your brand, is just such an honor for me, day in, day out, that I never, ever take for granted. So,
and we see that, Robin, you are amazing. Like, yeah, you live and breathe corneotherapy, Dermavigils, and client skin. Like we started this morning talking about the advanced skin analysis and how important it is. It doesn't happen everywhere, does it?
No, not at all. Not at all. So yeah, I would encourage anyone listening to seek out a practicing corneotherapist to work with, because they will take you through a process of the full skin analysis and really understanding not just your skin, but understanding you as a person and what makes you you, because that's all the things that makes your skin your skin.
Yeah. So, Rob, I just want to say thank you so much for your time today and sharing with everyone on our podcast. And it was beautiful catching up with you again. And, yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. I could sit and chat to you all day and go full deep skin nerd. Thank you.
All right. See you. Bye.